It's right in the middle of that. And Jesus says, whoever loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And whoever loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And whoever does not take up the cross and follow me is not worthy of me. Those who find their life will lose it. Those who lose their life for my sake will find it. Whoever welcomes you welcomes me. And whoever welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me. Whoever welcomes a prophet in the name of a prophet will receive a prophet's reward. And whoever welcomes a righteous person in the name of the righteous person will receive the reward of the righteous. And whoever gives even a cup of cold water to one of these little ones in the name of a disciple, a follower, truly I tell you, none of them will lose the reward. Okay. The first part of this passage has always fascinated me because when people read it, a lot of times they say, I don't know if I want to follow Jesus. If I'm supposed to love Jesus more than I love my mom and dad, if I'm supposed to love Jesus more than I love my children, then I don't know if I want to follow Jesus. Because it seems to me that my mom and dad were a gift from Jesus and that my children were a gift from Jesus, so why do I have to love Jesus more? Because Jesus is the one that gave you your mom and dad, because Jesus is the one who gave you your children, and because Jesus is more powerful than your mom and dad and your kids. And I know that's going to come as a shock to some of you. Some of you will say, no, no. My father, my mother, they were the wisest people on earth. There could be no one wiser. I have news, good news. Jesus was. And we're proud of our kids. I'm so proud of our pastor's class. My gosh, they have hung in there and waited and waited and waited. I don't know anybody who has told me, at least in my ministry, that they are ready to confess Jesus Christ and they're ready to be baptized, who had to wait so long. And they still want to be baptized. They love Jesus more than they love their spare time, their free time. They're getting their priorities just straight. It's not that Jesus is saying, don't love your mom and dad, don't love your kids. Jesus is saying, love me first, and through that love, love your mother and father and love your children. When we love others, we are honoring God's love, and we're supposed to be sharing God's love. Which brings us then to the second part, which is the hard part. See, the first part's that confusing part of, well, I don't know if I really want to follow Jesus. I mean, I love my mom a whole bunch. You know what? Jesus loves your mom more than you do. So, confusion, and you still can love your mom, your dad, your grandma, your grandpa, your aunts, your uncles, your cousins, your kids, your grandkids, your great-grandkids. Does anybody have great-greats that I need to bring in there? Are we all okay now? You can still love all of those people, but love Jesus first and foremost in your life. And here is the other reason. Whoever receives me, Jesus says, receives God. You are Jesus' disciples. The original 12 are gone. It's now up to the Carrollton 45, 54, 63, 78, 100. It's up to us now. When you go in and somebody welcomes you, they're welcoming Jesus. You need to conduct your life in a manner that when you walk in, they see Jesus. That's the first half of that. The other half of that is that when somebody comes to you, you need to receive them. That's so much harder. You know, if I'm going in to be received, you know, I'm the guest, so they're supposed to treat me nice, and I'll behave. My mama taught me manners, and Jesus taught me, you know, all sorts of good things, like Jacob's Ladder, and, you know, she played Jacob's Ladder this morning, if some of you didn't recognize it, and Kumbaya. I can be nice when I go in, and they will receive me. Okay, now I'll turn that around. You got to do that with other people. And it does not say only the ones that I designate as appropriate. Only the ones who come in clean. Only the ones who come in dressed in a suit. Only the ones who are white. Only the ones who are black. Only the ones who are straight. Only the ones who are gay. Only the ones who are young. Only the ones who are old. There's no stipulation on that passage, and you may not put a stipulation on that passage. Everybody that walks to our door is welcome because it's Jesus welcoming. And we may not agree with everything. We don't agree with each other on everything. I mean, come on, let's be real. But we welcome them. They may be sinners, so are we. They may need forgiveness, so do we. They may need to learn more scripture, so do we. Sunday school this morning, Cheryl, somebody, in Reverend Hamilton's meditation, said, stop trying to be right all the time. It's not about you. Now, that's not an exact quote, but it's what he said. It's about Jesus. We're about Jesus. We're not about the world. I'm watching a congregation today that I loved just as I love you, with all my heart and soul and strength. I am watching them die because they were not strong enough to stand up and say, no, this church will follow Jesus Christ. We will not hate. We will not exclude. We will not deprive. We will not hurt. We will not murder. We will not be angry at the world out there. We will show the world the way of love. Unconditional love. What that means is, if one of those people, this isn't any easier for me sometimes than it is for you. I ain't just preaching to you, I'm preaching to me today. If one of those people who has taken over that church today walked into this church, I have an obligation to welcome them. I don't have to let them take over the church. I don't have to let them wait, you know, be the waiters for everything. But I have an obligation to welcome them. Whoever welcomes you receives me. Somehow God works through even them. You can still stand for Jesus. Even if you are in the midst of your enemies, you can still stand for love and forgiveness and mercy and justice, even if you're standing in the midst of your enemies. It's not fight or flight. It's love and receive. It's not easy being a Christian sometimes, folks. It's not. not easy to look out into the world and to see what some people are doing and to say, when they walk in the door, I will say, welcome. But it is what Jesus Christ himself said we are to do. Who are we to say, accept, accept, exclude, leave behind, kill, destroy? Let us pray. Almighty God, you don't make it easy for us, but you never said you would. What you said was that Jesus' load was light, but that's because he's Jesus, he's the Savior, he can do it. Our load will be lighter if we give our load to Jesus. We can receive those that we don't necessarily agree with. We can love those that we don't necessarily agree with. We can be hospitable to folks who we think are wrong. One, because we might show them a better way, but two, because we might be wrong, Lord. We want to follow you. We want to love you more than anything. First, foremost, to love you. Then, to love each other. Amen. Our hymn of invitation is one that allows us to take a few moments and rededicate ourselves to God. I am thine, O Lord. We'll sing verses 1 and 3.